Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
All right, so her ex is now in a relationship with the woman that he cheated on her with. And she wants us to test him to see if he'll cheat on the mistress that has now turned girlfriend. This is 100% spite here.
Hey, guys. So I've been thinking about this for a while and decided it can't hurt to just ask you if you'd help. A while back, my boyfriend and I called it quits because I found out he was messing around with someone else. Not exactly a high point of my life. Here's the thing, though. As time goes on, I've started suspecting that it might not have been a one-off thing. My gut tells me there might have been other times when he hooked up with others without me knowing. Fast forward to now. He's in a relationship with the very woman he cheated on me with. And even though I don't have any intention to stir up drama or get involved, I find myself kind of hoping that he'd end up doing the same thing to her. Not out of malice, but more like a sense of karma. The thought that he might cheat on her isn't something I want to use to cause trouble or bring harm. It's more about personal satisfaction, really. If he does cheat on her, it would feel like it wasn't me or our relationship that was the problem, but his inability to be faithful. It's like a validation in a weird way. I'd like to put all of this behind me, and I think I will be able to after getting the odd sense of satisfaction thinking about karma doing its thing. So, I'm asking if you can do your Instagram thing. I really think he'd fall for it. It's a win-win. Satisfaction for me and entertainment for you. Let me know what you think.
All right, Kristen, for our new Burt Show listener, what is the Instagram thing?
It's Instagram scam, and I have a friend who slides into DMs and trying to basically lure and entrap men and see if they get a response. And 9 times out of 10, there is some kind of, you know, some kind of interaction, some type of conversation. Okay.
Liz, let's cut the BS.
Liz. This is not healthy behavior, but the Burt Show has never prided itself on being healthy, so we are here for you.
Save that. Well, let's cut the BS here.
Yeah, our tagline is Burt Show, real funny, not real healthy.
So while the email frames it in a way that, hey, she just wants to see what would happen and it would give her peace knowing that he would screw around on his now girlfriend also, it feels to me in reading this that you're still going through a lot of pain, because if you aren't, this wouldn't even matter to you. If you get the info you want, I do believe that you are not capable of not sharing this with his now current girlfriend.
Yeah, here's the thing. Hurt people hurt people. And to me, Liz, like, you are coming from a place of just wanting to hurt him. And I think you think it's going to make you feel better. And it's not going to, because all you're going to do is just ruin this guy's relationship. And he's probably going to get into another one at some point with some other girl. And those ill will feelings aren't going to go away. So, I mean, again, real, not healthy. I'm all for that tagline, but we can do it, but I don't feel good about it.
Yeah, it would be nice to feel like this has nothing to do with revenge, and it's just simply trying to validate the fact that it wasn't you in the relationship. But at the end of the day, this is what it is. And I mean, I think she would indeed tell the new girl, because you somewhat want her to feel like you have felt. But the true healing is in just letting this go and letting him live his life and you go live yours.
Can we make her, like, do a verbal agreement that, okay, if we give you the info and he is cheating, you are not allowed to use it by going to the now current girlfriend? Although some would say that was karma.
I don't want a verbal agreement. Tommy has her email address. Tommy, you need to email her. Say, we will do this under one condition. if it does turn out that he is cheating, you cannot tell his girlfriend.
We're making her sign an NDA.
Yes.
She's breaking that. She's breaking that
Sue me, Bird Shows. All right, Cassie, we got about 1 minute here before we got to take off. So for those of you that really feel very, very safe because you got your Ring doorbell thing going on there, right? Maybe you are from strangers, but maybe it's the Ring employees themselves you got to be nervous about.
Yeah, Ring doorbell cameras are under fire from the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, because some people also have Ring cameras inside their houses. An employee viewed thousands of recordings from cameras belonging to women, which came from intimate spaces like bathrooms and bedrooms. And then also the company used videos from Ring cameras without permission in employee training materials and doesn't have enough safeguards to keep hackers from taking control of customers' accounts and viewing their videos.
Okay, this is disgusting. And it just... beyond comprehension that somebody would do that. And it's such an invasion of privacy.
Especially from a security company.
You think? Right. Mm-hmm. And I'm not asking this question to victim shame at all because what he did was wrong and these people didn't deserve this. But I do have a question. Why would you have a Ring camera in your bathroom?
Good, because I didn't want to ask it, but I was wondering it.
You just had to preface it like I did.
Okay, that was
Are you
well
maybe
done.
Using it like maybe you can't afford an entire security system?
Well, no,
so
I know people have like Nest cameras and Ring cameras and their home and they kind of use them like as nanny cams and, mm-hmm. and things of that nature. That I totally get. I just don't know why you would ever have a camera in your bathroom.
I wish I'd had one when I had an apartment when I was living in Charlotte. Somebody broke in through the window. So if I had a camera pointed at that window, I could have seen who it was.
And it might be outside, but with a, like in the living room with a view into the bathroom. But my thing is I've got cameras in my house and I walk around naked. And so that would have been viewed. And they don't know actually how many employees looked at these videos either.
Oh, that's so gross.
It's Bird Show.
The Bird Show.